The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
More than 2,400 years ago, Plato warned people about the problem of democracy and its inability to attract leaders capable of using power properly. And today, in most countries, we have proved him right. And if ever there was a red light alert for the state of democracy, it is flashing right here in Northumberland, in Coburg. With less than a week to go before nominations close, Coburg faces the probability of all candidates being acclaimed. 7 positions, 7 candidates, no election. They're automatically in. Now, as undemocratic as that is, it speaks to an even bigger problem in our community, a problem that should concern every citizen. If no more than 7 people out of several thousand are interested and willing to run for public office, to lead and guide our wonderful community, then what will become of it? And that's not a rhetorical question. It's as real as it gets. All our small towns have plenty of problems, and each year we spend $30 or $40 million and borrow millions more trying to maintain and improve whatever we can. But while doing this, most of us have been whistling past the graveyard, on our way to work or the mall, hockey or soccer, yoga or the food bank, or anywhere other than the public square. You know, the place where our $40 million of taxes are being spent by a handful of hired staff and now a group of unelected overseers. It gives a whole new meaning to the term a group of 7. Except this isn't an art gallery. It's our home. And it's deteriorating, becoming a money pit as the foundation cracks, the plumbing drips, the lights blink, and the roof leaks. All homeowners, renters, even boaters, everyone who enjoys the benefits of the downtown, the mall, the hospital, the waterfront, everybody needs to pay attention as never before. Just give a moment of thought to what this means. Most of us, due to the lack of interest, involvement, and commitment, are turning our community and its future over to a handful of unelected people. By the way, this is not a reflection of the good people putting their names forth. Hell, they are getting involved. Rather, it's a reflection on the rest of us. This problem is not as simple as disinterest. It's irresponsible. The most important question is, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? Of course, you can choose to do nothing, maybe move to another declining small town, or just keep shopping at Walmart and Home Depot until they leave town. Or, actually, read the writing on the wall, see the signs of decay, and know what Plato knew, that you're watching democracy wither and die. And then ask yourself, do I want to keep whistling past the graveyard, or am I going to pick up a shovel and start rebuilding the political system in my hometown? This cannot be left to the good people being acclaimed, or to the hired help. All towns in Northumberland need strong, active, committed citizens' groups. And that only happens if many, many more individuals take their responsibility seriously and play a role in renewing and rebuilding democracy here at the local level. And that will only happen when you step up and sign up with one of the citizens groups. So get started with Coburg. Go to the website of the Coburg Taxpayers Association at coburgtaxpayers.ca and find out what you can do. Think about it and then do something.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.